If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Once again, it's a great joy to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the new year 1975 has begun, it has brought a wonderful spirit of revival to Worth Baptist Church. In fact, we've had the greatest beginning in our history. And speaking of our history, in just a few weeks, on Sunday, March the 2nd, Worth Baptist Church will celebrate its 21st anniversary. Let me encourage you now to mark that date on your calendar and plan to visit with us on Anniversary Day, Sunday, March the 2nd, when we celebrate 21 years in business for God. Mark that date again, Sunday, March the 2nd, the 21st anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. In the meantime, today, we invite you to come and share God's blessings with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook in the Sunday school is the Bible only. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And we teach the Bible to every class, in every department, and in every unit of our Sunday school. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. I'm going to be in another of the series of messages entitled 1975 in Prophecy. This evening at 7 o'clock, my message will be entitled Tribulation Saints. Who are these tribulation saints? Where are they? And how are they saved? Does the Bible teach pre-tribulation rapture and coming of Christ, or a mid-tribulation rapture, or a post-tribulation rapture? What does the Bible say about it? We'll tell you tonight at 7 o'clock in the continuing series of messages entitled 1975 in Prophecy. Again, my message this evening at 7, Tribulation Saints. We believe that the events that are transpiring in the world today, and especially in the Middle East, are signs of what's going to happen soon from heaven. We believe God is saying something to America, and God is saying something to the nations of earth. Why is it that America is selling her arms to Arab nations? Why is it that nations are gathering around the city of Jerusalem in the Mediterranean world? Does this have any biblical significance? Does the Bible prophesy that the nations of earth will come around Jerusalem and in the Middle East and the Mediterranean world? Come tonight to see what the Bible says about these things as we bring this message, Tribulation Saints. That's tonight at 7 o'clock, and we welcome you to come and hear this message and worship God with us. Remember, Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our new location, or the new properties that we have purchased, that location is 1/2 mile north of Loop 820, near the south campus of the Tarrant County Junior College. Our property adjoins the Fort Worth State School property on Campus Drive, 14 beautiful acres on which we plan to build in the near future. But at the present location for today, Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street, and we invite you and your family to come and enjoy the blessings of God, of Bible study, of Christian fellowship, and worship here at Worth Baptist Church today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write us today. Let us know that you hear the broadcast. If you would like to have a cassette tape of these broadcasts week after week, we invite you to write and inquire how you can receive them. Remember the mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, From Rags to Riches. I'm going to read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, beginning at verse 46. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for the Gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the means of radio to declare the truth. We thank Thee for this station, for everyone who is listening in this hour. And on this Lord's Day, we pray that the Holy Spirit would use this message to bring comfort and consolation to many hearts, for those who are without Christ, having never trusted Him as their Savior. We pray that this broadcast might be the means of their salvation. For those who are despondent and discouraged, for those who are out of touch with Thee, we pray that they might come to a place of full surrender as they listen to this broadcast in this hour. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, at verse 46, And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Look at blind Bartimaeus. Not only is he blind, but he's a beggar, and he's helpless. A close observation of this man and his condition reveals that he's a picture of every man today apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, it does not matter what your social status is in life, or your financial standing, or how intelligent you are, or what your education is. None of these things are really important when you think about your never dying soul, because education will not save you, money will not buy your way to heaven, and your social status will not put you in good standing with God. Today, outside the Lord Jesus Christ, you are blind as this beggar was, and you're helpless and undone. But here's a happy note, my friend. Step by step, we see this blind beggar being transformed. And we see a great change come in his life the moment that he meets Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that as you listen to this broadcast today, as the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, you can have a transformation in your life. You can meet Jesus Christ. You can come to know Him as your personal Savior. You can turn the reins of your life over to Him. You can exercise your faith in the redemptive work of Christ upon the cross and be made a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. He's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. From rags to riches. And in this message, there are several things that I want you to note about this man sitting by the wayside. First of all, let us observe the blind beggar's need. His need was a physical need. He was blind, and his blindness had rendered him helpless and reduced him to rags. And my friend, in the same measure, your spiritual blindness will reduce you to spiritual rags and render you helpless and hopeless in the sight of God. Of all the physical faculties, we cherish the ability to see above any other. Millions of dollars are spent every year to correct vision. Men want to see, and when men cannot see, they are frustrated. This man's blindness is a symbol of the condition that is far more pathetic in your life if you have not the Lord Jesus Christ as your own Savior. For nothing is more pitiful, and nothing is more pathetic and helpless and undone than a person who is in a state of spiritual blindness. And every man outside Christ is spiritually blind. Some people are blinded by their hatred and bitterness. Some are blinded by prejudice and bigotry. Others are blinded by selfishness and greed. The Apostle Paul warns us about spiritual blindness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 at verse 4, Paul tells us that it is the business of Satan to blind the minds of every person he can. Paul will write to the church at Corinth that Satan hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. If our gospel be hid, Paul writes, it is hid to them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Satan is in the business of blinding the spiritual eyes of every member of Adam's race. And Satan wants you to remain spiritually blind. Satan wants your eyes of the soul to be closed, that you cannot see God, that you cannot see Christ and what He can do for you. This beggar, seated by the wayside, knew that he was blind. He recognized his need. And this is the first step in your life, from rags to riches, spiritually speaking, for you to recognize that you are lost. Before you can ever be saved, you must realize that you're lost. Before a drowning man can ever be rescued, he must realize he's drowning. Before you can have the experience of salvation, of passing from death unto life. Before you can come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you must recognize your need as a poor, lost sinner. The Bible tells us a whole lot about sin and about sinners. We read in Psalm 51:5 where the psalmist said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." In Psalm 58:3, the psalmist declares, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." And in Romans 3:23, Paul writes, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, my friend, these scriptures are painting a picture of your life and your condition and your spiritual blindness apart from the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, every member of Adam's race is born in sin. And all men are sinners because they have sinful blood flowing through their veins. By nature, all of us are sinners. But the picture doesn't have to stop there. We can have a transformation of life. We can come into a new experience with Christ simply by trusting Him. And you can do that right by your radio today. Let's notice a second thing about this man. This beggar cried for help. One day the beggar heard that Jesus Christ was to pass his way. And when he heard the footsteps of Jesus Christ, he cried out, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He didn't sit around making excuses for his blindness. He didn't compare himself to other blind people. He simply cried out for mercy. And that's the thing that you need to do today. There's no need for you to sit around and complain about your spiritual blindness, nor to make excuses for being a sinner. All you need to do today is to come to the point in your life when you recognize that you're lost, when you recognize you are hell-bound without Christ, that there's nothing that you can do to change your state in life. There's nothing you can do to save yourself. Some people said to this blind man when he started crying out to Jesus, "But you ought not to make so much noise. You ought not to cry out to Christ like that. Don't you know he's busy?" But you know, that didn't bother him. He cried all the more. The Bible says he cried even louder, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." This man was blind. He heard that Jesus could heal his blindness, and he seized upon the opportunity to get his eyesight. Now, my friend, you are blinded by sin. Jesus Christ is passing by. He has already done on Calvary's cross everything that needs to be done for your spiritual blindness. Jesus Christ can open the eyes of your soul. He can take away the scales that have blinded you and make out of you today a new creature. He can make you a new man, a new husband, a new wife, a new mother. Jesus Christ can bring about a transformation in your life that will make you an absolutely new person. All you need to do, my friend, today is to cry out for mercy. All you need to do is to call upon the name of the Lord. We read in Romans 10:13, that whosoever, and that means you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever your status in life, however rich or poor, however learned or unlearned, however good or bad, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The very last invitation of the Bible goes like this, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." My friend, the only thing you need to do today is precisely what that publican did in the Bible. When he smote upon his breast and cried out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." You are a sinner. God has mercy. And all you need to do is ask Him for it. Right now, cry out from your soul, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Recognize that you're lost. Confess your sins. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And that moment, you'll be made a new creature in Christ Jesus. There is a third thing we need to note about this blind beggar, and that is his personal contact with Jesus. In verse 49, we read, "And Jesus stood still." That is an amazing thing, to think that Jesus Christ would stand still to hear the cry of a beggar. Jesus Christ, the King, the great Creator, the Judge of all the universe, the Life Giver, the Savior, Jesus Christ Himself stood still to hear the feeble cry of a blind beggar. And He'll do the same thing for you today. God is not so far away that He cannot touch you. God is not too busy keeping the universe going to hear your prayer. God will stop everything He's doing long enough to save you. He stopped everything in heaven to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. Jesus Himself stopped dying on the cross long enough to save a dying thief who cried out for mercy. And today, Jesus Christ will stop, as it were, what He's doing. This moment, right now, He'll save you if you'll simply call upon Him and ask for mercy. There's a fourth thing we need to note about this beggar, and that is this. He cast aside his garment. And my friend, that's what you need to do today. That garment could well represent the garment of self-righteousness that you have about your soul. That garment could be a symbol of anything and everything that keeps you from Christ. As the blind man cast aside the garment, I bid you today to cast aside everything that keeps you from the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you listening to me right this moment, there's something in your life that's keeping you from Christ. Maybe it's money. That kept the rich young ruler from Christ and the Bible. Perhaps it's pride. That kept the Pharisees from Christ. Perhaps it's just sheer procrastination, putting it off, saying, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll go to church next Sunday. I'll be saved next week. My friend, that is a dangerous thing. Felix said to Paul, some more convenient season I'll call upon you. But you know, my friend, he never found that convenient season. And you do not have a better time than right now to call upon Jesus Christ. Perhaps it's your position in life, your business, your job. My friend, nothing is more important than your coming to Christ. Maybe it's just fear that keeps you away from the church, and fear that keeps you away from Christ. Whatever it is, my friend, you know what it is. You can put your finger on the one thing that's keeping you from Christ today. What is it that keeps you from being a Christian? What is it that keeps you from coming to Christ? What is it that keeps you from being in the church today? You can name it. You know what it is. And I would bid you get rid of it, forsake it, cast it aside, and come today to trust Jesus Christ as your own Savior. There's one other thing about this beggar. He followed Jesus Christ. When he was saved, he started serving. Jesus said, if any man be my disciple, let him come after me. Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Every Christian should follow Christ. Every Christian ought to follow Christ in scriptural baptism. Every Christian ought to follow Christ in church membership. And my friend, if you have not trusted Him, right this moment by your radio, cast aside that garment of self-righteousness or that garment of fear or pride or procrastination and fall upon your knees and pray the sinner's prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this moment He'll save you. He'll do it right now. I have this footnote and I shall be through. The only way for you to get from rags to riches is to come to Jesus Christ just as you are. I trust you'll do it right now by your radio. Before we leave the broadcast today, may I remind you again of our invitation to you to come and serve God and worship the Lord with us today in our Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Remember the special series of messages entitled 1975 in Prophecy. Anwar Sadat of Egypt said in recent days that 1975 could well be a year of war in the Middle East. Everybody is looking toward what's happening in the Middle East. What does the Bible say about it? You can learn something about it tonight in the continuing series of messages on prophecy, and my message tonight, Tribulation Saints. I trust that you'll come and hear it, and I believe the Lord will bless you as you do. So until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.